Good afternoon. My name is Tobias Desmitz. I'm the Secretary General of the fair, and I'm also an exhibitor at the fair.
This is the 70th anniversary of BRAFA. What is BRAFA and how has it lasted so long?
Well, indeed, it's been 70 years that the fair has been taking place, and it shows the great success of the fair, because I think it started in 56. The first time in the center of Brussels in the Galerie Louise, it moved twice before arriving finally here at the Hazel in 2022. And the great thing about BRAFA is that basically it brings art from the ancient world up to basically contemporary art, which was made yesterday even. So it's a very eclectic fair who's got plenty for everyone's taste.
As an example of this broad array of years and so on, you have a tapestry from the 16th century and you have a tapestry from the 20th century, both phenomenal tapestries.
Yes, well, the tapestries, it's a very typical, what I would say, the Belgian region product, because you've got the Enghien, you've got Oudenaarde, you've got Brussels, you've got Bruges, you've got all the centres of which historically have provided the most magnificent tapestries all over Europe, even still today. And I think at the fair you can get a good sample of, for example, there's a Bruges tapestry on the stand of Galerie des Bardi, which got the most vibrant red color, which is the color that fades the first, but this one is exceptionally well preserved. And then, of course, you've got Galerie de Witt from Mechelen Malin, who's world expert on tapestries. They've got, I think, the best tapestry on the market. I think you can find it in their gallery. And also, they've got one of the world's most renowned workshops where they can restore historic tapestries, but also modern ones, like, for example, tapestries of Calder. I think there's one at the fair.
Le Corbusier also.
And Le Corbusier, yeah. So basically it started in Belgium, the tapestries, and it's still very much relevant and present.
In the beginning of the 16th century, 25% of the population in Brussels was involved in making tapestries.
That's right. So
and if somebody in the rest of Europe wanted the best tapestry, everybody took a Brussels tapestry.
Yeah, I think it shows that, for example, the cartoons made by Raphael, etc., they were all sent to Belgium, to Brussels, to be made into tapestries.
The fair is large, and that's why you moved so many times. I was heartbroken when you left to a taxi, but then now I'm very happy here at the Expo. What other things are there this year that are interesting?
Well, I think your sentiment is the same with plenty of visitors to the fair. They love touring taxis, but I mean, it takes some time to customize, but now they see the beauty of the Hazel site as well, which, let's be honest, it's a fantastic site and it's built for exhibitions, so it's very convenient. And so this year, well, since it's been, this is the third year, I think, we're at the Hazel. And what this year particularly is new is that, well, the guest of honor for this year is Joana Vasconcelos, who's the Parisian-born Portuguese artist. So she's exhibiting two major works, or two of her Valkyries, at the fair. And so she's special this year, and she's, well, she's guest of honor only for 1 year. A new partnership this year is with the KIK IRPA, which is the Royal Institute of Cultural Heritage of Belgium. And this partnership is started this year. We're hoping for it to last for a few years. And they will have a stand. They have a stand at the fair where they give some workshops, where they have display panels, and where all the experts who are working on the main art pieces in Belgium, which are under restoration. I think the best known piece, or the most well-known piece, is the Ghent altarpiece, the Van Eerde Lam Gods, with the mystic lamp, the L'Agneau Mystique. So, I mean, all the experts who have been working on that piece are present at the fair, so they can tell everybody how important and how fascinating their work is.
That's very exciting.
Exactly, and especially because they not only restore, conserve the altarpiece, they also do a full digitalization of the piece, and they will do a full scientific study. So not only will it be visually, will it be, again, attractive as it was meant to be back in the days of Van Eyck, but also they have a full digital scientific report on how it was exactly constructed, down to the pigments, to every single minute detail.
Well, thank you very much. I'm looking forward to the fair.
Most welcome. Thank you very much.